carefully controlled group of 250 people marched to the offices of Ethiopia's president and prime minister Thursday to present petitions demanding freedom for opposition leader Birtukan Mideksa. The 35-year-old former judge was first jailed after the disputed 2005 elections, in which her party claimed victory. She was among dozens of opposition leaders sentenced to life in prison for their part in violent demonstrations, but later released after a pardon agreement with the government. Birtukan was rearrested in December and ordered to serve out her life sentence after rejecting a government demand that she make a public statement acknowledging that she asked for the pardon. Among those participating in Thursday's demonstration was former Ethiopian President Nekaso Gidada, who left office after a dispute with the ruling party in 2001. Nekaso, who is a member of parliament, says Birtukan should be freed because her rearrest was illegal.
If she was found guilty, she should have been brought in front of a court. They should have accused her and brought her to the court and have her sentenced again. But they didn't do that. Yeah, they just picked her from the street and put her in prison. And that is not the way justice will do.
Government officials have refused to budge in the face of strong pressure to release Birtukan, who is an unmarried mother of a 4-year-old daughter. Communications Minister Bereket Simon told reporters last week the government has no intention of reopening the case on humanitarian grounds.
No, not at all. I mean, it's a judicially resolved case, and the government has no mandate to intervene in implementing the decision.
A spokesman for the Unity for Democracy and Justice Party, Haylu Araya, says opposition leaders plan to make Birtukan's case an issue in next year's national elections. He calls her imprisonment an affront to the rule of law.
There must be a way out. There must be a solution. Just because the government officials said that there's no way out doesn't mean that there is no way out. No. We have to, through persistence, through pressure, we want the law, the rule of law, to be respected. If the rule of law is respected, then there is a way of having a release.
Unity for Democracy and Justice Party officials say the permit allowing 250 people to march Thursday was the first of its kind granted by the government since the violent post-2005 election protests that led to Birtukan's arrest. Those protests claimed the lives of nearly 200 opposition supporters who were killed in clashes with government forces. Among those joining this latest demonstration was Birtukan's 72-year-old mother, Almaz Gebrekjabir, who has been one of the few visitors allowed to see her daughter in prison. Birtukan served 7 years on the federal bench, one of Ethiopia's youngest judges, before resigning in 2000 to run for parliament. She said at the time she was resigning her judgeship because of government interference in the judiciary. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.